This isn't the real Caesar's Palace, is it?
What do you mean?
Did Caesar live here?
No.
I didn't think so.
I went to Vegas last weekend. Pretty crazy.
Vegas, baby! Vegas!
Gentlemen, welcome to Las Vegas.
Why don't you give me half the money you were gonna bet? Then we'll go out back, I'll kick you in the nuts, and we'll call it a day.
Some guys just can't handle Vegas.
Hey there, and welcome to episode number 11 of the Jeff Does Vegas podcast. My name is Jeff, and I'll be your host for this podcast journey to my favorite city on the planet, fabulous Las Vegas, Nevada. This time around, I wanted to talk about the solo Vegas trip. Now, the inspiration for this episode actually came from reading a recent post on one of the Las Vegas Facebook pages that I'm a member of, Talk Las Vegas. Michael wrote, "Do you ever go to Vegas alone? Is it fun to go by yourself? One of my friends canceled on me and I'll be going alone. I've been debating canceling or going, but leaning towards going." The post had a ton of responses, overwhelmingly urging Michael to take the trip on his own. Everyone responding raised some amazing points and gave great suggestions on how to enjoy a solo trip to Vegas. Now, I myself have done numerous solo trips and have always managed to have a great time. So I thought I'd run with that here and share my personal thoughts and experiences with you in case you had plans to go solo or, like Michael, were on the fence about it. If you want to do a solo trip, there's one big question you need to ask yourself to see if you're actually cut out for a vacation on your own. And this doesn't just apply to a Vegas solo trip. This can apply to any solo vacation. The question, do I enjoy my own company? Now, on the surface, this might sound like a stupid question, but honestly, it's not. Not everyone is cut out for traveling alone. Simple as that. We all know that person who requires constant connection with other people and just doesn't enjoy being by themselves. Also, if you're the type of person who gets bored when they're on their own, then maybe solo traveling isn't for you. Another question you need to ask yourself, am I responsible enough to travel solo? Again, this is a serious question. Think about this, when you travel with other people, whether it's friends or a significant other, who's the one who handles things like hotel and transportation arrangements? Do you carry your own passport and money, or do you hand that responsibility over to someone else? If something goes wrong, are you confident that you're going to be able to manage things on your own? I'm not asking these questions to be a condescending asshole. I'm asking them because I want you to be sure that you're able to handle traveling solo. All right, so now that I've asked you questions, there's a good chance that you've got some questions for me. And I'm willing to bet that the biggest question on your mind is, why do you travel solo? Well, I'll preface my answer by saying it's not because I don't enjoy spending time with my wife. I do a lot of traveling with my wife and we get along just fine, although we have found that usually by around day number 5 or 6 of a trip, we need a bit of time apart to quote unquote reset. And 10 days of vacation together is pretty much our limit. Also, we've done several Vegas trips together and I love being able to share my time in the city with her. Now that being said, traveling solo has lots of advantages. I'd say the biggest advantage is that you're on your own schedule with zero accountability to anyone else. You set your own pace and you set your own itinerary. You can sleep as late as you want, stay out as late as you want, eat where you want and when you want, all without having to consider someone else's schedule. You can go see the attractions that you want to see and spend as much time at them as you want without feeling like you're taking fun time away from someone else. I mean, maybe the people you usually travel with wouldn't want to spend 3 hours at the Pinball Hall of Fame, but if you're solo, you can spend as much time there as you want. If you're in the middle of an epic blackjack session where you just can't lose or you go on a heater at the craps table, you're not going to have a friend or significant other giving you the death stare because they're out of money and want to leave, or you've got dinner and show reservations and need to be somewhere at a specific time. Personally, I never want to feel like I'm dragging someone somewhere with me, and I also never want to feel like I'm being dragged somewhere by someone. Traveling with another person, no matter how relaxed or laid back they are, there's likely going to be a point in the trip where it feels like that. If you want to avoid all that, a solo trip is absolutely the way to go. Let's talk eating and drinking solo when you're in Vegas. Now, I already have an idea of what you're thinking. going out to eat by yourself is sad, lonely, and awkward. I will disagree with you on that, my friend, and allow me to explain why. First off, if you're on your own, you're probably going to get into a restaurant a lot faster than a group of people or even a couple, especially if you're willing to sit at the bar and eat. A majority of the restaurants in Vegas all do full-service menus at the bar, so you can get the exact same meal as you'd get sitting at a table. Plus, sitting at the bar, you'll get some great conversation with the bartender and maybe make friends with some of the other patrons. Also, when eating at the bar, the service tends to be a lot faster than if you're sitting at a table. I've literally been into a restaurant, ordered, eaten, paid my bill, and gotten out before half of the people who were in line when I arrived there have even made it into the place. My personal favorite spots for solo dining at the bar in Vegas? Check out the upstairs bar at Nine Fine Irishmen in New York, New York, Grand Lux Cafe at the Venetian, Gordon Ramsay Burger at Planet Hollywood, Guy Fieri's Vegas Kitchen and Bar in the Link, and Virgil's Real Barbecue at the Link Promenade. As a solo diner, I've always had stellar service at all of these spots. The food comes out quick, the staff are super attentive and love to chat, and the other folks around the bar are always friendly and interesting. Now let's talk about drinking solo. And there's probably some of you thinking that sitting at a bar by yourself is even sadder, lonelier, and more awkward than eating by yourself. Again, wrong. Sitting in a lounge in Vegas, enjoying a cocktail or a beer is unlike doing it in any other city. Honestly, bellying up to the bar at somewhere like the Chandelier Bar in the Cosmopolitan, or the Center Bar in the Mirage, or Alto in Caesar's Palace, or any of the dozens of other cool spots along the strip can be a fascinating experience. And while you're taking in this experience, you have the option of being as social as you want to be. If you feel like talking to the bartender, go right ahead. If you want to chat with the folks sitting around you, have at it. Chances are they'll be up for some conversation too. Honestly, I've met some of the most random and interesting people while sitting in various lounges and bars in Vegas on solo trips. Now, I feel like I should toss out a safety warning here regarding being solo in a lounge or bar in Vegas. And this one specifically applies to the guys. Let's talk hookers for a second. Or if we're being polite, casino girls. Now, I alluded to this situation back in episode 2 of the podcast, where I shared some tips and tricks for walking the strip and how to avoid getting scammed. But please indulge me while I share this and go over it again. The scene usually unfolds like this. You're sitting alone at the bar, you're enjoying a beverage, maybe playing some video poker, or watching a game on the big screen, or you're just ignoring the world and cruising social media on your phone. The next thing you know, a ridiculously attractive woman sits down beside you, orders a drink, and starts to try to strike up a conversation with you. Now, let me give you a tip here. If you're not the type of guy who, on a regular basis, has attractive women approaching you and starting to talk to you, there's a very good chance that this girl is a casino girl. My personal advice? Be firm with your no, but be polite. There's no need to be rude about it. And once you make your feelings known, she'll probably just tell you to have a nice night. She'll get up and go looking for her next target. Now, all of this being said, I'm not going to judge you and your decisions. You're all adults and you're capable of making your own choices. All I can say is be careful. The news in Vegas is often filled with stories of tourists who just wanted to have a little fun and they end up getting robbed, beaten, or they're in jail caught up in a sting. Now, what about going to a Vegas show solo? Honestly, again, nothing wrong with it. I've done it tons of times, and it's never bothered me. Also, if you're going to a show solo, there's a possibility that you might be able to score a great deal on a ticket or get upgraded to fill seats up near the front near the stage. For instance, back in November, I was solo and treated myself out to a night out at the Beatles' Love, the Cirque du Soleil show at the Mirage. It was a show that I'd always wanted to see. Few hours before the show, I went online to Vegas.com and ended up scoring myself a second row seat for half price, again, because I was solo. It was a single ticket. Now, to be fair, there's probably shows you shouldn't go see on your own. For example, people might find it a little creepy or weird if you go see Zumanity at New York, New York, or Fantasy at the Luxor, or any of the ex-burlesque and topless shows on your own. One of the biggest concerns that people have when thinking about a solo trip to Las Vegas is for safety. And you know what? It's a valid concern. But to be fair, I don't think Las Vegas is any less safe than any other major city in the United States. Honestly, in all my solo trips, I don't think there's ever been a time when I've been in Vegas and felt unsafe. There's a pretty heavy police presence everywhere. There's tons of security people all over the casinos, both inside and outside. And of course, everything is being watched and recorded on cameras everywhere. Now, that being said, the folks at VegasSolo.com have put together a pretty great list of solo traveler safety tips, and I thought it'd be wise for me to share a few of them. Here you go. Number one, stay in well-lit, well-traveled tourist areas like the Strip and Fremont Street. Number two, be aware of your surroundings at all times. Number three, don't go anywhere alone with someone you've just met, no matter how nice they seem. Don't go back to their room. Don't bring them back to your room. Number four, consider taking rideshare or the monorail to get around late at night rather than walking, especially if you've got long distances to travel. Number five, if you do unfortunately find yourself in a mugging situation, just hand over your valuables, your watch, your phone, your wallet, your jewelry. None of those things are worth losing your life over. And you have no idea how quickly that situation could escalate to be a deadly situation. So again, just hand them over. Simple as that. And number six, this is a big one. Don't overindulge in alcohol when you're traveling alone. As soon as you do that, the chances of you finding yourself in a bad situation just increase tenfold. So even if you normally would go party hard when you're in Vegas, maybe just dial it back like 15 or 20% when you're down there. Now, there's also a few tips aimed specifically at female solo travelers as well. Number one, try to get a room closer to the elevator so that you're not walking long distances alone. And if at any time you don't feel comfortable walking to your room, go find a security officer to escort you to your room. They will gladly do that. Number two, exercise extra caution if you're going to a nightclub. Keep a close eye on your drink, especially if you're talking to a stranger. Unfortunately, drinks being roofied or drugged is still a big problem down in Las Vegas. Number three, don't tell people that you're in town alone, and definitely don't tell people while you're staying. If you are sitting at a bar and somebody asks you where your friends are, just tell them, yeah, they decided to call an early night. They're back up in the room. Simple as that. And this is a big tip, and it sounds a little bit sexist coming from a guy. So I will preface this one by saying that this tip was actually written by a female blogger and frequent solo Vegas traveler who writes under the name Blonde Forever. She says, don't dress too provocatively if you're going out. Dressing provocatively is going to attract a lot of attention, some positive and some negative. If you want to avoid the negative attention, simply don't. And again, this sounds like an incredibly sexist tip coming from a guy. So again, keep in mind that that one was written by a frequent female solo traveler. I will throw the complete list and a link to VegasSolo.com up on the website at JeffDoesVegas.com. I think that pretty much wraps things up for this episode of the Jeff Does Vegas podcast. If you've got questions about planning a solo trip to Vegas that you think either myself or my listeners can answer, or maybe you want to give your own tips and tricks to our listeners, feel free to reach out and share via social media or drop me an email at jeff@walkernewmedia.com. In the meantime, thank you very much for listening to the show. Be sure to give me a follow on social media at Jeff Does Vegas on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram. And don't forget to subscribe wherever you get podcasts, whether it's iTunes, Spotify, Podbean, or elsewhere. So again, you'll know the instant a new show is uploaded. And be sure to check out past episodes and show notes at JeffDoesVegas.com. My name is Jeff, and this has been episode number 11 of the Jeff Does Vegas podcast, a Walker New Media production.